On the hills overlooking the great runic arch, Vulcan watched the fires burn. Heavy landers were breaching the upper atmosphere in the distance, conveying the tens of thousands of army divisions bound for the next war zone. Below, the conflagration was slowly consuming the entire jungle. Everything burned. This world would be razed to ash, its mineral seams mined to extinction and put to use for the furtherance of the Great Crusade. Ibsen had become a death world. It had become Nocturne.
"I sanctioned murder of unarmed men today,"
Vulcan said to the heat haze rippling off the blaze. It was incandescent, beautiful, terrible. Ferus Manus answered,
"Better to cleanse this place and begin anew than leave behind a canker to fester."
The Gorgon had come to bid him farewell until the next campaign. His Morlocks and the rest of his Iron Hands were embarked. Only the Primarch and Gabriel Santar remained.
"I know that, brother."
There was resignation in his tone.
"You risk your men and you risk your life. You cannot save everyone, Vulcan."
"The nodes we collapsed, they were keeping that thing dormant."
He gestured to the arch.
"It's a gateway. I've seen them before, long ago. They lead to the endless darkness, where only horror and torture await. I have done this, Ferus. I have condemned this planet to the same fate as my own. How am I supposed to live with that knowledge?"
"More worlds will burn before this crusade is done. Innocent worlds. The galaxy is at stake, brother. What is one planet compared to that?"
Ferus snapped, betraying his anger and frustration at something he didn't truly understand.
"Your compassion is a weakness. It will end up killing you."
Ferus stalked away, his Stormbird ready to launch, and Vulcan was left to contemplate the raging flames. He was not alone for long.
"Primarch, the ships are leaving."
It was Numion, come to summon his liege lord. Vulcan turned to the equerry.
"Did you find the Remembrancer, as I asked?"
Numion stepped aside, revealing a robed and erudite-looking figure.
"I did, my lord."
Vulcan frowned.
"That is not Verus." "Primarch, that is not Verus,"
Vulcan repeated. The Remembrancer bowed nervously.
"My name is Glaivazel, my lord. You offered to relate your life's origins to me so that I might capture it for posterity."
Vulcan ignored the human, his attention on Numion.
"Bring me Remembrancer Verus. I will speak to this man later."
Numion hastily dismissed Glaivazel, but returned with a confused expression.
"Primarch, I don't know of whom you speak."
"Are you trying to vex me, equerry?"
Vulcan grew angry.
"Bring me the other..."
He stopped. There was utterly no recognition in Numion's eyes, none at all. A stranger's words came back to him.
"I'll try to watch over you when I can."
All the fury in him drained away. Vulcan held Numion's shoulders as father to son.
"I'm sorry. Ready the ship. I'll be there in a few moments."
If Numion understood what had just happened, he didn't show it. He merely nodded and went to his duty. Vulcan was left alone with his thoughts. An ocean of fire was washing across the jungle. Its trees would blacken and die. Its leaves would wither to dust. An arid plain would rise from a fertile land, and a race would be forsaken to memory. He imagined the settlers that would come after them, the burgeoning imperial landers brimming with people. It was a new world for the expeditionaries to inhabit, for pioneers to map and colonize. World 1544. It would not be easy for them. The Dusk Wraiths would return, Vulcan was sure, but the colonists would take up arms and fight them just as his people had. It would be a hard life, but a good and noble one. Inbel had taught him the importance of that. As a Primarch, he had come to Ibsen with his humours out of balance, his purpose blunted. He had wanted to save these people, and though he could not, Vulcan had rediscovered a part of himself he thought lost. Compassion was seen as a flaw by some. Certainly Ferris Manus thought so. But an outlander had opened Vulcan's eyes and shown him it was his greatest strength. "I will name this place Caldera," he said aloud, and vowed he would protect it with the same ferocity as Nocturne. It would not become just another compliant world, a number without a heart. Vulcan had taken much, but he could give it that, at least. The flames of the conflagration were rising. Thick clouds of ash scurried across the reddish sky at the eve of a fresh hell dawn. Vulcan turned his face to the heavens and met the glare of the baleful sun. A Promethean sun. Promethean Sun was written by Nick Keim and read by Saul Reichlin. It was produced by Heavy Entertainment for Black Library. This recording is copyrighted 2013 by Games Workshop Limited. All rights reserved.